वंदेहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a darshan with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of December 1976 in Hyderabad, India.
Proper rainfall. And if there is proper rainfall, then you get sufficient food grains, not only food grains, other things also. Sarva duha mahi. Sarva kara duha mahi. From the earth, you can get all the necessities of life. Actually, you are getting food grains, minerals, trees, fruits, flowers, everything from the earth. Sarva-duha, sarva-kama-duha, mahi. This mahi, when it is soaked with proper rain, it becomes fertile. Therefore, we have to depend on the rainfall. There is one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, kāmaṁ bhavarsa parjanya. Parjanya means rainfall. Rainfall means it is supplying all the necessities of life. And this rainfall will be easy when there is yoga. And nobody is performing yoga. Therefore, nowadays, rainfall is scarce. In Europe, recently I have seen, there is no rainfall, whole Europe. It is in the verge of drying everything. But this punishment will come in this Kali Yuga. There will be no rainfall, and there will be not sufficient food supply, and the government will simply levy taxes on different pleas, and people will be so much embarrassed that they will give up their hut and home and flee away to the forest. It is taken. Therefore, we must perform yoga. That is very easy in this age. Yogai sankirtanai prai jajanti sumerasa. You cannot perform the former yogasa by sacrificing tons of ghee and grains, because you have no sufficient food grains in. But still, if you chant this sankirtan, that is yoga. Therefore, you must take to sankirtan. Yogai sankirtanai prai jajanti sumerasa. It is very easy. The duty of human being, pranai, with life, of thai, with money, dhiya, with intelligence, and bhasha, by words. If one sacrifices his life for Krishna's cause, then it is first class. If he cannot sacrifice his life for Krishna, he can contribute his hard-earned money for Krishna. If he cannot do so, if he has no money, he can give some intelligence. If he is not intelligent, then he can give some words. Just like we are doing preaching. We are preaching Krishna Sri Bhagavan Sam. So without any jugglery of words, we present to the people that here is Bhagavan, Krishna Sri Bhagavan Sam. So giving some words, sacrificing some words. Not that everyone of us is very highly educated or very rich. Still, if we carry the words of Krishna, as Krishna says, matta parvaram nanya kinchi jati bhananya. So we have to carry this word. There is a supreme personality of Godhead, he is Krishna. Where is the division? It is authorized. Krishna says, and he simply carries the words. So where is the division? So simply by carrying these words, that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, he wants that you surrender unto him. So any child can carry these words. Any foolish man can carry these words. And if you do that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, then you become guru. Simply by carrying these words. Amar Ajnaya Guru Haiya Taro Yai Desh. Even in your village, in your home, you can say to your wife, to your children, they will accept you. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Allah. Then you become Guru at home. Where is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty? The people will not do that. This truth, they will not say. What is the reason? Say, what is the reason? Why they do not carry this message? Simply to say, everyone, whomever you meet, you are meeting daily with your wife, your children, your friends. If you simply do this missionary work and say that Krishna is the Supreme Person, then you become a great devotee, you become a guru. Why people do not do this? It is not a very difficult task. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He said that by my order, he become a guru. Indians especially are advised to become guru. Because Indians are not following the way, they still have respect for Krishna. Every home, the perform Krishna's Janmashtami. So therefore, Indians are fortunate. They recognize Krishna. Now, to become a little more advanced, let them act as Krishna's servant. Krishna came to speak this truth. That I am the Supreme, Mattap Parataram Nanyam, Kinchudasti Dhananyam, Saradharma Paritajya, Mami Kang Saradharma. He appeared to speak this philosophy. And if you do the same one. The Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When you are serving the mission of Krishna, great service to Krishna, the words for which he appeared on this earth, if you simply carry these words door to door, village to village, man to man, then you become a guru. A real guru. Not to pose yourself a guru without any knowledge of Krishna. That is cheating. And to accept and understand Krishna as the Supreme thoroughly and preach these words that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the supreme success of life. What is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty for them to do that? I have to bring all these young men from Europe and America to speak to you this truth. Why our young man is not coming to speak this truth? What is the division? That means willfully they are denying the success of life. Willfully. Then what can be done? If somebody willfully commits suicide, who can save it? This is our position at the present moment. Narottamdas Thakur says, Janiya Suniya Bisho Khaini. I have drunk poison knowingly. So if somebody knowingly drinks poison, then who can serve him? So we are doing that. Without preaching the gospel of Krishna consciousness, we are drinking poison willfully. This is our truth. Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janama Gwain. Manasya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Suniya Bhisa Khai. Narottamdas Thakur regrets, my God, I have lost or I have wasted my valuable life as human being by not accepting Krishna consciousness. Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janama Gwain. Manasya Janama Paiya. I got this opportunity of human life, but I could not worship Radha Krishna. Therefore, voluntarily, willingly, I have drunk poison. Janiya Suniya Bisho Khai. Guru Kira Premodhana Hari Nama Sankirtana Rutina Janmila Kano Ta. This transcendental Hare Krishna mantra, it is not ordinary vibration. This vibration is coming from the spiritual world. But I am no attraction. Hare Krishna.
I can't raise.
Oh, you have taken so much trouble. Prasad, thank you. A very big block of palm. What is his name? Okay. Rekshar.
Rekshar.
So, you want so many men to live there, nicely, to eat sumptuously, and preach this Krishna. I've seen while coming from Vrindavan to Delhi, hundreds and thousands of young men, they're going to the factories and cycle, coming from distant place, at least 20 miles, 25 miles. And it takes 2 hours to reach the factory, or more than that. And where he works hard, 8 hours. And then again goes back, 2 hours, 3 hours on cycle. I do not know how, what kind of rest it takes. This is life. And if we request this young man that you come here, you live here comfortably, you eat here sumptuously, and chant Hare Krishna again. You see, how unfortunate you are. Mandas manda matayo manda bhagya ubhadrusa. This is Kali Yuga. All bad men, unfortunate, and disturbed. This is the reason. They work so hard in passenger, daily passenger, trains, Calcutta, Bombay, I've seen. They were actually hanging. And some of them are falling down, lost life. And coming for 100 miles away. But still, if you ask him, will you come here, live with us, chant Hare Krishna? Even with your family, you can come. You are doing that at Mayapur. How strong sense gratification propensity is. This is position of Kali Yuga. They are making propaganda, roti, kapra, makan. So you are giving, come on, roti, makan, kapra, you chant Hare Krishna, love. I want wine, I want meat, I want brandy. Simply they say roti, kapra, makan. But no, they want wine, no one. And sense pleasure. Roti, kapra, makan is not difficult, you can get. But they want something more. You see how many advertisements of selling wine in your Hyderabad.
Even the poorest of men, just like when we were before, when this temple wasn't here and we were chopping away at the rocks and the foundation, we were paying 20 rupees a day for those men, and then we were told that 10 rupees every day would go for wine for those same men. 10 rupees out of the 20 they would immediately spend to drink. Even poor people, there's so many of them.
And because you're trying to stop these things in Europe and America, their agitation that these people are propagating brainwash. How is that a man who is not eating drink? This is brainwash. You are spending 10 degrees out of 20 rupees.
Yes, we were told like that, that they would take their 20 rupees a day and then they would go and spend 10 rupees on alcohol, drinking, sadi. I was in, last time at the festival in Mayapur, I was riding from Mayapur to Calcutta. And so one man was saying that, oh, fish, 50 paise a kg, how much are potatoes I have? So even their hard-earned money, so much more they spend in, just to eat meat, to enjoy their senses. It's not even, doesn't make sense in any way.
And that also, they cannot live on meat. the master vegetable. Without vegetable, simple meat eating will not happen. Vishachi paile jana moti channa hoy. Maya drusta jiben sei dasha upaj. Just like a man, when he is haunted by a ghost, he speaks nonsense, he does nonsense. Similarly, when one is absorbed, overwhelmed by Maya, he speaks like that, he talks like that, he acts like that. And this manifested, that very Maya, proud of becoming scientist. Such nice flower. Can anyone manifest? And still the rascal, they say there is no God. What do you think? How do they say there is no God? These rascals. What is the reason?
Actually, I think they are all misers. They are also misers. They want to enjoy.
No, Maya, I say rascals. Fools and rascals. That's all. That is their real belief. Murha. Murha is very what is used in the world. Murha. Murha means rascal. Asses. Anyone who denies the existence of God is Murha. Ass. It's not human being. If you are intelligent enough, by seeing this flower, you must admit that God. Mura nari janati mame paparamabhyam. I know this verse. Mura nari janati mame paparamabhyam. Mura rascals. They cannot understand that I am behind them. Who has manufactured this flower?
God.
Very good. Thank you. In Intel. And the rascal will say, there is no Mura. Are you there? What is that verse? I'm very pleased that he has immediately answered the right thing. This is intelligent. Yes, it is.
I have never manifested the foolish and unintelligent. Them I'm covered by my...
And here is intelligence. This boy has got intelligence. Therefore, he can see behind this flower there is God. He needs it. That is intelligence. He's not seeing God, but he's seeing God. God is not present face to face. But it doesn't matter. It's like the Prime Minister of our country. She may not be present here, but that does not mean that she is not there. She is there. But these rascals say, can you show me God? How can you see by intelligence? It's like this man is running. The powerhouse is not here. But intelligent man will understand that there is electric powerhouse. From where the electricity is, energy is supplied, and therefore the fan is running. By the running of the fan, one can understand that there is a big powerhouse, and there is an electric engineer there who is conducting the business. That is sufficient to see the running of the fan. that is intelligent. And if somebody says, no, no, the man is running automatically, that is not possible. We are experiencing every moment as soon as the electric energy stops, the fan is stopped. So the room is dark. So there is powerhouse behind this electric energy, and the powerhouse is being managed by one engineer. This is natural conclusion. And Krishna says, Maya dhakshena prakriti surate sasalasaram. Under my supervision, the material nature is working. Find out this verse. Maya dhakshena prakriti surate sasalasaram. Ketunane paunke angala dvim parivartya.
Maya dhakshena prakriti surate sasalasaram. Ketunane paunke angala dvim parivartya. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. It is clearly stated here that the Supreme Lord, although aloof from all the activities of the material world, remains the Supreme Director. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme Will in the background of this material manifestation.
Modern scientists, their first business is to deny that Supreme Will. Very modern. It is a curse for the scientists in the talk of God. Amongst the scientists, this is an etiquette not to talk of this. Everything science. Means everything knowledge. And they are passing on as scientists. The religion.
Pardon?
The scientist position denying God. Do you think?
It's not changing. It's always changing that.
Huh?
They're confused. They thought I
They feel great anxiety also to talk about God. And, once, about 3 years ago, I had met one big scientist from University of Chicago. Just chance, there was one, you know, my father had invited me back home for something, the scientist was there. And we got in a big discussion with him and his daughter. They were just saying, we don't see God. We have no, there's no evidence of God. And even logically, I mean, we could, you know, show them, they still didn't want to accept. It was so obvious to them, ultimately, they couldn't say anything.
What is their logic to deny God?
Not logic. They don't have any logic, and that's what and ultimately, if we present our conclusion of Bhagavad Gita to them, they're silent. They can't say anything. But they still refuse, I mean, they don't accept it, but they can't deny it.
God obstinate. God, however you ask the dog to stop barking, it will go on barking. Dogs, dog talks to me.
But in the management, but the management is being conducted by material nature. Krishna also states in Bhagavad Gita that of all the living entities of different forms and species, I am the father. The father gives seed to the womb of the mother of the child. Similarly, the Supreme Lord, in his mere glance, ejects all the living entities to the womb of material nature. And they come out in their different forms and species, according to their last desires and activities. All these living entities, although born under the lands of this Supreme Lord, still take their different bodies according to their past deeds and desires. So the Lord is not directly attached to this material creation, simply glances over material nature. Material nature is thus activated, and everything is created in the universe. Because he glances over material nature, there is undoubtedly activity on the part of the Supreme Lord, but he has nothing to do with the manifestation of the material world directly. This example is given in the Smriti. When there is a fragrant flower before someone, fragrance is touched by the smelling power of the person. If the smelling and the flower are detached from one another, there is a similar connection between the material world and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, he has nothing to do with the material world, but he creates by his glance and ordains. In summary, material nature without the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot do anything. Yet the Supreme Personality detached from all material activity.
Out of the seven.
Is it called?
What is what? Others there. Just like president is one. Others are governments are. Similarly, God is one. There cannot be other God. Then he is not God. Yes. Dharam Sankrasa, that means Sankara has got some godly power.
Suppose if someone worships the worshipper of Shiva, that will...
But that is not God worship. That is Shiva worship. Why do you bring God worship?
Oh, what will that go indirectly to Krishna?
No.
Do not directly.
You can't go without Shiva. Janti Deva Prasad Deva. Yeah. Majjali Nabi Janti. There is this thing. You purchase tickets for Delhi, you can go to Delhi. Or you can go to Bombay.
But among the people, there is a misconception.
Well, people are rascals, therefore the mood are there. What are you there about? They are more
rascals.
That's all right, you can have respect for everyone. So, but it does not mean that by purchasing tickets for Delhi, you go to Bombay. And it does not mean that because you do not go to Bombay, you have no respect for Delhi. That is not. But if you want to go to Delhi, you have purchased a ticket for Delhi. If you want to go to Bombay, you must purchase a ticket for Bombay. Why do you speak nonsense today? Whatever ticket I purchase, I go to Bombay. This is nonsense. Don't touch with this nonsense here. That is below the nonsense. Whatever you do, it is all right. Just come off top of what. And that is not fair.
This are all past due to me.
Huh?
All past due to the Supreme.
How? Krishna says, Janti Deva Bhagavad Deva. How is nonsense that Satan says that everyone goes to God? This is nonsense. You don't go to Shiva, you can go to Indra, Chandra, there are so many planets and symbols there. And that is reasonable. And how do you say that whatever ticket I purchase, I go to
they say that all is, they're all the same.
That's the nonsense. Mura. That's that. You do not know. What is God? What is very God? What is God Shiva? What is God Vishnu? They do not. If a woman says, "Ah, oh, everyone is my husband," then she is a prostitute. That's all. To chase someone is law. That is one my husband. That's all. That is chaste. And if she is liberal, if she says, "No, no, everyone is my husband," that means she is prostitute. She does not know what she has of husband. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Kamas tatra hitam gyan jajanti anna devata." those are adhered to other people, demigods. They have lost their intelligence. It's a gap. Rest it, live it. Our success is of gap. Let us be in the view. On the world, two follow the Sad Bhavati album even. Because they're rascals, they prefer like that. Public opinion will be secular, Krishna's opinion will be. Public is rascal. We can say all nonsense. That is not to be taken. We have to check that is Krishna consciousness moment. What do you think? Krishna says, Thomas Krishna is the Dhyana, Vedanti and Radio. But we cannot change our truth because the rascals are many. We cannot make that.
There is no medicine for mood action.
Yes. There is mad.
Medicine.
There is beating with shoes. That is it. Mukhasa lactosa. Argumentum batula. You cannot mildly speak to the animals, my dear cow, my dear dog, please do not bark, do not go this way. No, you require lathi, sticks, and they will. Can you stop dogs barking by simply request? But you take this stick and beat it. Stop. Mukhasala told. So there is no king, there is no khatriya. Therefore these rascals are talking all nonsense. There is no sasan. This is king's duty to see that they are acting according to sastra. There is no such king. So everyone is acting whimsically, whatever he likes. And the so-called samis are preaching, no, whatever is like that. You can eat whatever you like, you can do whatever you like. You think yourself that you are God. By thinking himself that he is God, he becomes God. It's going on, so many meditations. One is against this movement. Because you are presenting Krishna as a supreme. But what is duty? Duty is Sabadharman Paritra Jamami Kamsar. This is duty. Krishna never said liberty is our life. He says Sabadharman Paritra Jamami Kamsar. Simple silence. Very good. You do not know what is duty. And is manufacturing duty. That is not duty. Duty is that which is ordered by the superior authority to do this. So if he does that is discharge of duty. And if he manufactures a duty, then he has duty. So it is concoction. So they are manufacturing duty. If the child manufactures a duty, then I shall play all day. This is my duty. If the parents accept, there is a difficulty. Let I have explained it. Mahavir Paparam, Mura Nabijana. He does not know what is duty. No, because he is a Mura. If you say he too knows, but if he knows, but it is difficult to know what is duty. The Muras, they cannot know what is duty. Therefore, Krishna personally said, this is duty. Sarvadhanvan Paritrajya Mahavir. This is duty.
The
Paramahamsa never speak this. The Paramahamsa may speak all nonsense, but Krishna is accepted by all the acharyas. Matacharya, Ramanacharya, Nimbacharya, Kaitanya. They are important. Even Purampara Pratam, even Raja Sevi. So we have to give up the discussion of Acharya and exception lecture. That is enough. Acharya Upasana, Bhagavad Gita, the government, we should worship the Acharya, not these rascals who talk all nonsense. Then we'll make progress. Acharya Upasana, is it not? Acharya Upasana. Still, in India, the Acharya's Parampara system exists. Sampradaya. Amaraja Sampradaya, Madhyantara Sampradaya. Very nice.